Minnesota Capitol becomes slough for the abominable. Friends, the inscriptions inside of the Capitol building testify against what in fact is happening. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Interesting, is it not, that John Locke's quote, "Where the law ends, tyranny begins," is opposite the side of Moses awaiting the divine law above the heads of the Supreme Court chambers in the Minnesota State Capitol. The mural right above the seats of the Grand Justices, as they're called, shows Moses receiving God's Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, a scene that suggests moral consciousness and sacred law which divide civilization from barbarism. Inscriptions that are also inside of the Capitol building are, "The people's safety is the law of God." This coming from James Otis, a son of liberty. "No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent reoccurrence to fundamental principles." Who said that? The son of liberty, Patrick Henry. I wonder when those said representatives that are doing their best to tear down the laws that they swore to uphold in oath with their hand on the Bible are going to actually pay attention to and submit to themselves to these things that are written upon the walls. After all, these things are all over the Capitol building, in paintings and in inscriptions. More importantly, what must the people think of their said representatives acting outside of their scope of authority? And remember, the people never delegated authority to them to advocate what our laws clearly condemn, when they see what they are attempting to do with their state. What most do not take the time to realize is that our rights come from God, and the Lord does not give us, nor our representatives, the right to transgress His law. This quote is also inside of the Capitol building in the state of Minnesota. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." The third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, made that statement. What the said Governor Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota is advocating for is now with little boys dressed as little girls. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that is a crime. It is illegal. Governor Walz is advocating for what does not exist because the Lord created them male and female. However, he attempts to go further by attempting to put these abominable ones in the position of the victims. It's not working, is it? Friends, they are not the victims. The fact of the matter is that they are going after little children and are guilty of violating the very laws that condemn their criminal actions. The governor in the state of Minnesota, we were told, was reelected by the people to advocate for this. Did the people sign up for this? Absolutely not. Yet the mainstream media would have you believe that Minnesotans voted him in only for him to continuously attack them day after day, month after month, and year after year. It's called major voter fraud, and this we all know. Consider that this is, after all, his illegal attacks on small business owners under the guise of the pandemic, simultaneously driving traffic to his corporate fascist buddies. Oh, P.S., billionaires increased their wealth worldwide 27% during the pandemic. And while all of those businesses were shut down, 60% of them will never reopen. And don't forget about the liquidation of the elderly and healthcare centers across the state. He surrounds himself with them that mean to conquer the state, passing treasonous policies and handing illegals license, and simultaneously calling for others to come to the state to murder the unborn. Where is that in the Constitution? Furthermore, where did they derive that authority? It's not from we the people, and that runs in contrast to the Declaration of Independence, where it states that they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. And now he's even going so far as to turn gun-carrying, law-abiding citizens in hopes of making them criminals if they do not comply with his tyrannical orders. Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the heirs, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just in a couple minutes here, probably about 12 minutes, we're going to have a representative from the 30th District, Walter Hudson, jump up on line with us, and we're going to talk about what just happened yesterday. We have him for 13 minutes, so he is up and coming. I wanted to let you know, too, if you want to call in at any time, please do 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12. The list goes on, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And I think you get the point. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That's absolutely true in every sense of the word. Folks, really quick, what I want to do, I want to show you what happens when you forsake God's moral law. When you forsake God's moral law, you praise the wicked. That's what it tells us in Proverbs 28. The Lord said in Exodus 20, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." I want to show you a prayer, they called it. And I know that they're just assailing the people. I know that this is all purposed. But you do need to understand that the first casualty in every war is always the truth. And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me." And P.S., the state preamble starts out acknowledging the same God that I'm talking about here. But look what it is that the people in California are putting up with. And again, friends, I want you to understand the outcome is going to be this. When you have other gods before the Lord, you bring a curse upon yourself. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And at length, what's going to happen, Judges 5:8 tells us that there's going to be war within the gate. Okay, let's go over to this said speaker, and I want you to listen carefully as to what this says, because I don't know what this is trying to say or what this is praying to. Again, friends, check this out. This is in California.
Your hands, breathing deep. Get yourself a new pair of boots, a shiny buckle, and a wide-brimmed hat. And sing praise as we enter the Cowboy Carter era. Ask yourself, as Queen Bee asks us all, Can we stand for something? Now is not the time to face the wind, my friends. Now ain't the time to pretend. Now is the time to let love in. Together, can we stand? Members, now is not the time for alligator tears. You see, just like Beyonce, my family lived and died in America. Good old USA. A whole lot of red in that white and blue. History can't be erased. You looking for a new America? Are you tired?
Listen carefully, friends.
Half for half the pay? I just pray that we don't crash, because I keep my Bible on the dash. We got to keep the faith. Members, keep the faith. California, keep the faith. And the members say, amen.
Amen. Okay, so what we need to do is understand that the Lord is the author and finisher of our faith. We all know that Hebrews 12:2, correct? Right? We also understand that God is love. I mean, Scripture tells us that, right? And remember, that love comes by the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5, it's shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is holy, and his purpose is to continuously sprinkle water upon us and make us holy. That's why he's called the Holy Spirit, in perfecting us as we grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. We can all agree on this, right? So if God is the author of love, then the fulfilling of the law is love, Matthew 22:37, then how is it that everybody keeps talking about love according to man's fallen, reprobate condition? That means he's abandoned to sin. Rather than Christ, who is the standard, Acts 17:31, who is a risen Christ, and the Holy Spirit, of course, is a resurrected spirit. Therefore, there is a distinction that needs to be made between what man calls love, which is obviously always equated to his feelings and his fallen state. But when we look at the love of Christ and understanding his love, there's a huge difference. One is holy, one is not. Okay? And we need to understand that when God is referenced as love, we better understand, we better get back to him and who he is, not who we want him to be, because it fits our sin. As a matter of fact, the second commandment tells us what? That we're not to make unto ourselves any graven image. That means a god to suit our sins. Nor are we to bow down ourselves to serve them. That means a god that doesn't mind us lying, stealing, cheating, adulterating, fornicating, acting effeminate, using the grace of God as licentiousness, as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5:13, and the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and tee this up for the next segment. We have Representative Walter Hudson with us, and we're going to talk about this new bill, and I want to read as to what was proposed to me yesterday, what came to my message yesterday, and I almost thought, is this a joke? Is this an act of provocation? What could this possibly be? This is coming from the said good guys, and I want to read it to you. This is what it says. This new bill, Minnesota Senate Republicans introduced SF-2589, a bill proposing to classify, listen carefully, Trump Derangement Syndrome, acronym TDS, as a recognized mental illness. This is dangerous. The bill defines TDS as an acute onset of paranoia in otherwise normal persons triggered by reactions to Donald J. Trump's policy and presidency. Now, what I'm going to propose is Donald Trump now become the law? Is Donald Trump now become the standard of the law? Is he a government unto himself? Absolutely not. But when you read this, this is exactly what it sounds like. I continue. Symptoms include intense verbal hostility towards Trump. You mean like calling him out for his crimes that he commits against the laws that we're supposed to enforce against the crimes that Donald Trump commits? Absolutely. And potential aggressions against his supporters. Interesting. The bill aims to amend Minnesota statutes to include this definition in sections related to mental health services and diagnostics, effectively treating it as a clinically recognizable condition. Okay, we're going to be talking to Walter on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there. Brainerd, Minnesota.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to jump up online with us on social media platforms, please do so. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well on the top left side. We have Representative Walter Hudson with us right now. And Walter, thanks for taking time out today. I totally appreciate it, guy. I know that you're in the middle of a thousand things, but I did want to cover what this bill is all about, because I got to tell you, when I seen this bill, I said, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, what I'm seeing is these said good guys that are sold to us as the Republicans, you know, they're there to protect Donald Trump. But I look at the crimes of Tim Walz, and I'm still waiting for them to enforce God's law against Tim Walz for the act of treason. And that's just one of the many crimes that he's guilty of, as we all know in the state. So can you do me a favor and go ahead and explain to everybody exactly what this bill is all about?
Well, I'm not an author. I'm not a co-sponsor. And what I know of it is what I heard before I came on the air here. And from what it sounds like to me is it seems like a pretty obvious attempt to, as you stated, provoke a reaction. And I think that the intention is jovial. That's the sense that I get from having heard a little bit about it in the halls here at the Capitol. But as you point out, you know, there are certainly, this is something that could never actually become law for some pretty obvious constitutional reasons in terms of, you know, targeting people's political positions. But I think the intention here was just to get the headlines and to have the ha-ha moment and, you know, basically, as you put it,
okay, so
joke.
Yeah, no, okay, so you said jovial, and obviously that's characterized by good humor, cheerfulness. But I guess the what I want to get to, because I do want to lay the axe to the root of this tree, is when we're talking about the said representatives making time to create a bill like this to defend Donald Trump, doesn't it kind of sell itself to the American people as political idolatry to an unexpected level that many even look at as being funny in any sense of the word, especially when it comes to defending the likes of a Donald Trump?
You could certainly characterize it that way. I mean, that's not the way I took it when I heard saw the headline. But your point is well taken, right? We should be very mindful, you know, even as we throw our enthusiastic support behind somebody who's running for office or who is in office and trying to get things done in the law, we should be very mindful to not let that elevate past the point where it does become idolatrous.
Oh, I mean, you're seeing some crazy stuff going on out there now. I mean, you're seeing where they're actually putting him up on the cross. You're seeing shirts that say, Jesus Christ is my Lord, but Donald Trump is my president. There's billboards that call Donald J. Trump the Son of Man. I mean, and that is just literally the tip of the iceberg concerning what's going on in this country. And I'm just curious because I know that, and I'm sure you're all the well aware, Walter, that the right-left paradigm does not constitutionally exist. John Adams has said that the two-party system is the greatest evil under the Constitution. We know that it's a system that's been set up to divide the people and conquer the people, which Jesus, our Lord, correct? Told us to beware of, because if the house is divided, that house is not going to fall, or it's not going to stand. It's definitely going to fall in Mark 3:25. And so when I look at this kind of stuff and I see this kind of stuff coming from the best that we have in Minnesota, and then looking at what it is that we're dealing with concerning Tim Walz, who he is and the crimes that he has committed, I just, quite personally, it offends me to no end. And I think people are offended by even the suggestion of a bill, even as you called it, jovial. And when is it that the said good guys, and I'm not taking a personal shot at you, Walter, because I know that you weren't an author of this bill, and I'm glad you told me that because I did see that. But I did talk to Eric Lucero yesterday for a quick moment, and I'm a little surprised Eric's name's on this as well, but Eric will obviously answer for himself when it comes to how he's going to answer to his constituents. But where does it come to the point where the good guys in the House in the state of Minnesota become shameful of what they tolerate when it comes to a tyrant named Tim Walz? Because I don't think anybody can argue with the fact the man is guilty of treason, the man is guilty of undermining the Constitution 1,000 times over, and that, again, is just the tip of the iceberg. Where does it come to the point where the good guys in the Capitol actually stand up and drop the articles of impeachment and hold this criminal accountable for his crimes?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question. And I'll be honest and say that I haven't put a whole lot of thought into pursuing impeachment simply because I know it's not going to go anywhere. I mean, when we saw the way that this session started, we struggled just to get the Democrats to show up to work for almost a month. We went to the Supreme Court to try to compel them to take constitutional action on the definition of what a quorum is. They ruled against us. We pushed back against Steve Simon, took him to court. Because he was abusing his authority that he has as a ceremonial presiding officer over the House. And that case ended up getting interrupted when the Democrats decided to come back. So, and we're dealing with a situation here where the Democrats have been in charge of the state for so long that their worldview has permeated every facet of our government and all three branches and throughout the state agencies. And so there's a certain degree to which, I mean, the whole point of this conversation of talking about the Trump Derangement Syndrome bill is that it's a joke bill, right? Well, there's an argument to be made that articles of impeachment would also be a joke in the sense that it sends a message, but it's not going to gain any traction with the current structure and balance of who's in charge here in this state.
So can I ask you something? Because I know that Andrew Jackson was famous for saying that the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter. And if you look at what the Supreme Court does federally and statewide, it's their job to make reference to the law that God has established upon common law in this country. And they are to basically condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. So therefore, what Andrew Jackson rightly said, and again, he was correct. He said that the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter. And yet it's interesting when we're having conversations like this, when you were just talking about the Democrats, which is not constitutionally there. It's interesting to me because what comes to me right away, Walter, is where did they ever get the right to do the wrong thing, especially when you see John Locke quotes inside of the chambers, Supreme Court chambers, above their heads, Moses and the Ten Commandments. And Charles D. Montesquieu was right when he said liberty is the right to do what the law permits. So where did they get the right to go ahead and undermine the Constitution? And how is it that they delegated unto themselves to act outside of the scope of authority and act in such a manner in the first place? Where did they find that authority to go ahead and overthrow the Constitution?
Well, because there's two types of authority, right? There's rightful authority and seized or institutional authority, I think is probably a good way to put it. And we're navigating a scenario where we're trying to align institutional authority with rightful authority. And currently, it's not aligned along those. In fact, it's quite a deviance, right?
Why is that? Why is that lacking, Walter? I mean, I need you to say what you need to say. Why is that lacking? That authority that is supposed to be there. Why is it not there in the chambers?
Because it's not recognized.
And is that because of the people's apathy and tolerance?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
100%.
Yep. That's right. And so that's what I want you to tell the people in ending here. I've got you for about two more minutes. In the state of Minnesota, I know people are pretty up in arms about what's going on here. I did want to add to the fact that I was talking to Eric Lucero yesterday, and I was going to talk to him about this very bill that me and you are talking about, Walter. And interestingly enough, he said, are you talking about what just happened with Senator Eichorn, who is also one of the authors of this bill that is now being accused of soliciting a 17-year-old girl for prostitution in Bloomington? This is the kind of stuff people are seeing in the state of Minnesota. And again, we're talking about the said good guys, the Republicans. It seems they have more time on their hands to do the wrong thing than actually stand up and do the right thing. And after all, they swore that they would do so. But what would you say about what's going on with this senator that's arrested now? Is that legitimate? Is that just another attack? Is it unwarranted? What say you?
Well, I mean, based upon the reports that I've been reading, it doesn't sound unwarranted at all. It sounds like he was basically caught in the act of engaging with an undercover officer who made it very clear in the way they portrayed themselves that he was, in his mind, engaging with a 16-year-old girl. And so, you know, those facts being the facts that have been found, I think the calls for his resignation are legitimate, and he should abide. He's out of jail and can do so.
So let me ask, I wish we had another segment here. So if I violate a law and I commit the act of a pedophile, that's all I have to do is resign?
Oh, no.
You get what I'm saying?
No,
there's this double standard going on.
You'd have to lay that out for me. He's gonna face. So there's two tracks.
Can I hang you over for one more segment, or at least in part?
Unfortunately, I can. I gotta.
Okay.
I gotta get to.
All right. Thank you, Walter. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word. The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge, drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. You know, I've heard people say it before several times, but I can tell you this. In response to somebody as to what they just posted, he didn't sound very resolute. And again, I'm not going to say something on the air where I wouldn't say it to the person. I'm not that guy. But that's a politician. And a statesman is there to enforce the law, to uphold the laws that they swore that they would uphold. A politician, it's a slang word for a scoundrel. And I'm not saying that Walter's a scoundrel, but somebody had taken the time to post that he seemed very unresolute. And it's like the law is not. It's very absolute. And it brings about resolve to the crimes. And what's happening is the law so far out of sight and out of mind concerning the American people, that's why this is happening today. That's why I kind of coached his response. And it would be like a conversation I would have with him if I was sitting with him. That's why I said to him, why is it that there's no strength to that law anymore? Is it because of the people's apathy and tolerance? And he said, that's exactly why. That's exactly why. So, folks, really what I just did there is I just brought a hot knife and just cut right through the butter. because that's what the American people need to hear. It's what they don't want to hear. And in going back to this bill that they proposed, if you want to call it that, folks, even if it's an act of provocation, and as Walter called it, being trivial or jovial, forgive me, almost in jest, like it was funny. I'm just curious. What is funny? How is it that we have time to create bills that somehow or another seem to be funny in these times, especially when the said tyrant that's appointed by the CIA to overrule the Constitution in Minnesota, who's from Nebraska, who's continuously attacked the American people, not for one term, but two terms, through massive voter fraud going on in the state. No matter how much he's been renounced, the mainstream media is right there to basically browbeat the voice of the people into submission to this pedophile. But the point that I'm making is, how is it the articles of impeachment have not been brought forth, and why is there no prosecution? Because, said he, because there is no, he made distinction between institutionalized law or constitution and legitimate constitution, really with the force of law backing the constitution, which is the people. The people have failed to understand that they are the law, said Thomas Edison. And when they fail to understand that they are the law, this is what's going to happen. They're going to create a language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. And it's exactly what they've done. But as I was just saying, friends, dovetailing my point here, it's interesting how much time they have on their hands to go ahead and create a bill that provokes what they call the left, which does not constitutionally exist. And I cannot overemphasize the point that I make when I say that there is no right-left paradigm. And I go there almost every single show. Hey, folks, one of the things that I brought up to Walter Hudson was the fact that this really kind of sounds much like what Martin Luther King Jr. said when he said white power and black power. He said a black power, he said it's as dangerous as white power is. It absolutely is. Well, when you look at the said unconstitutional Republicans as a metaphor in parallel, you look at the said Republicans who were sold to you as the good guys. Again, when I say that the left is the fruit, the Democrats are the fruit of the right, I'm absolutely not kidding when I say it. Now, here's the law. Go back to the color black and white. Black power is as dangerous as white power is. Absolutely it is. But here's the law. We're all one people under God in the natural. And what am I talking about? We all bleed the same color. So let's take that over now to the Republicans versus the Democrats, which again doesn't exist. Look at how those things are being used to pit themselves against each other, to war and to weaponize themselves against the people to create a new system of government. What are they doing? They're tearing down the Constitution and they're recreating one that looks just like them. Okay? But when you look at the right-left paradigm, just think about this. The law is, we're ruled by law, not by either one of those unconstitutional parties. Hence, we look at this bill, SF2589. Folks, it's illegitimate. It's a joke. And look again, all the time that they have to create a bill like that. Now, what's interesting about it is when I was talking to Eric Lucero yesterday on the phone, because I am going to get Eric Lucero, who was an author of this bill, okay? I am going to get him on the show, and we're going to answer to what he did and address him concerning the issues that I'm talking about right now. But what was interesting is when I was talking to Eric Lucero just yesterday, simultaneously, I'm calling him and asking him to get on the show for the content of this show today, this bill. And he tells me, are you talking about what's going on in the news right now? I didn't know what was going on in the news right then and there. So what I did is I went online and I found that one of the author's friends, listen to me, one of the authors of the bill, okay, just to talk about and to define jovial again, how it's a joke, look at the time that they have to spend outside of doing their job. It shows you, this is Senator Eichhorn. He was one of the bill authors that we're talking about right now. And what's interesting about it, he took the time off to go have sexual relations with a 16-year-old girl yesterday. And he was busted in the process. So this is what they're doing with their time. And again, it goes back to what I say. Hey, folks, the right is responsible for what you see at the left or on the left. It's absolutely true. And remember how I've told you over and over again, repeatedly, friends, and repetitively, how they are, in many cases, worse than what you call the left. See, these guys on the right, as they call themselves, again, it doesn't exist. I'm just playing their game. I'm just playing semantics right now. These guys are the creators of what you call the left. Why? There is no authority of law within themselves, because if there was, they'd be the first ones to enforce the law against what they call the left. And that's where they fail the test. And why is it that they fail the test? Because they're out there acting like a bunch of pedophiles. And they're being busted for being pedophiles, the pedophiles that they are. That's all that this man has to do with his time, is to seek out a young girl, underage, to have sex with her while babies are being murdered? Are you with me? While illegals are invading the state and committing crimes against the people in America, you're sold that these are the best that you have? Do you understand that it's imperative that you, the people, understand that you're the law, and the strength of law is found in Christ within you that magnifies the law by grace? Remember, Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. He came to magnify the law. He didn't come to destroy it in any sense of the word. He said, not one jot or tittle will in any wise pass away until all be fulfilled. And what's terrible about all of this, all of these guys on the right, they all call themselves Christians. And it's interesting that they call themselves Christians, and yet you're trying to see Christ in their lives. That's not a Christian, friends. That's a lack of Christianity. That's a lack of Christianity. I suspect what's going to happen is when we get more people up on the radio to answer for all of this nonsense going on here in Minnesota right now, and it's happening in your state as well, but I can suspect they're going to say, you know, I'm going to highlight what they're trying to endorse concerning Donald Trump and how he's a scoundrel and magnifying all the crimes that he's guilty of, and somehow or another, they'll come up with the retort, well, that's your opinion. I want you to listen to me. Hey, folks, all of you bopping in and out, I mean, if anything, you might just learn a little something that you didn't know, and you can rest assured that you're not going to hear this from anybody else, because they want to stay on the safe side of being censored. They want to make sure that they're not suppressed or censored. That's why they're telling you what you want to hear rather than what you need to hear. But I guess, going back to the point that I was just going to make, I guess those that want to defend this bill that are propping up Donald Trump, not the law of God, that they profess was used as a schoolmaster to bring them under Christ, that will not be found in the conversation. It will be out of sight and out of mind in that conversation. And their ignorant retort will be this: after I highlight all of the crimes of the very man that they magnify through political idolatry, Acts 12:22, concerning Donald Trump, I'll highlight the crimes, and you know what they'll say to me? That's your opinion. That's your opinion. That's as if to suggest that I go up to an apple tree and I ask this person, after I just highlighted all the fruits on Donald Trump's tree, and I go and highlight the fact that I'm looking at an apple tree, and this said representative looks at it and he sees all the apples on it, and I'm going to look at him and I'm going to say, so is that an apple tree or an orange tree? And I'm going to tell them it's an apple tree, because that's all that there are on those branches are apples, just like all you're going to see on the branches of Donald Trump are wicked fruit. And he's going to say, that's my opinion. And I'm going to look at that apple tree and I'm going to say, it's my opinion that that's an apple tree. It's my opinion that Donald Trump does nothing but bear wicked fruit for the most part. Really? That's my opinion. No, folks, that's a willful blindness. Those are those that stick both their fingers in their ears because they don't want to hear the truth. These are the ones that put their fingers on the eyeball so they can't see the truth. These are those that are going along to keep the system the way that the system is concerning the status quo. And isn't it right when I ask you the question and lay to your candor, aren't you tired of all of this? I just had a friend tell me this morning that she has spent all morning calling the Capitol in highlighting the, what do I want to say? That not the dissatisfaction, but the offense of the American people, namely in the state of Minnesota, concerning these bills that the said good guys are selling. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today.
BBSRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Gosh, what is it that people don't see, man? Hey, folks, here, let me say this, and I'm going to take these phone calls. 281-845-4704, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe before it's news.com, top left side of that page as well. Again, 281-845-4704. Now, I just want to bring this to a culmination for you. When you look at what I was just highlighting, these people will look at the tree, and they won't acknowledge the fruit if it doesn't go along with their political narrative. They are the problem. And I want to tell you this right now. The said Republicans and the Democrats are the problem. They swear that when they get into office, they're going to clean house. They're going to make a difference. They're going to overthrow the tyrants and the tyrannical policies that they're creating to undermine our Constitution. And then when they get there, what do? They become a part of the problem. And I have seen it firsthand over and over again, over and over again. I do want to let you know, Friday, the 21st, we're going to be in Brainerd, Minnesota, and we're going to start at 6 o'clock, and we're being told right now that that place that we're going to have that event is getting phone calls basically asking if they need to get tickets for the event. You do not need to get tickets, folks. The gospel is free, period, okay? You don't put a price on the gospel. Why? Because Paul didn't. That will be Friday, the 21st, this Friday, at 6 p.m. at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. In Brainerd, Minnesota. Just wanted to give you a heads up really quick. We're going to go ahead and take Margie from Minnesota. Margie, it's all yours, my friend.
Hey, Bradley. I am so tired. Besides posting all these numbers on Facebook, and if anybody needs them, feel free to message me and I'll send them to you. I've spent hours on the phone today calling all these people, and one of the secretaries made a comment to me that, oh, the phones are ringing off the hook. And for him to get on there and say that this was, you know, basically a joke is so demeaning to the American people. And I have a gut feeling, and I have a really good gut feeling, that if they could get this passed, they would. And then my other gut feeling on this, Bradley, is it's going to pin neighbor against neighbor. And, you know, and today I also, let me mention, I called the Democrat representatives too. But I think that if you are convinced, if this, let's just say this passes, if you are convicted or charged with it, and they're, you know, you're mentally ill, what are they going to do? They're going to take away your gun rights.
Of course, that's right, and that's why it's dangerous. And it also gives more power to Big Pharma, and it gives more power to state agencies like the Department of Health, as you said, to do just that. But there's much more behind this, and this is coming from the people, Margie, that should know better. And that is the point that I'm trying to make here, and that's why I want to pull them out on the rug and answer for themselves. In all fairness, Walter didn't have anything to do with that bill. He was the one that was available for me today, and Eric Lucero, we will get him on, hopefully Friday. I'll talk to him tomorrow and see if we can get him on Friday. And I would love for the people to call in and just, you know, basically tell them what your thoughts are. Because, folks, as fast as he got into office, the people can remove him just as fast.
It'll be interesting to see. I left my name and number with him and a message. And it, you know, it was basically, what are you thinking? This isn't, you know, I think they think they're going after some of these crazy liberals with this. But no, there are many, many Republicans that have realized the fruits that Trump bears and are speaking out about him. And how dare they take that right away from me? And
exactly.
I will call in. But I've left my number with all these people, from Klobuchar to Tina Smith to the Republicans. It'd be really interesting to see if they take the time to call me back. Anyways, thank you, thank you, thank you, Bradley, from the state of Minnesota.
Amen. I appreciate that. Let us know, Margie. Totally appreciate it. We got Stacy calling in from Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota. Stacy, it's all yours. What say you?
But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, James 1:22. We have to put walls on impeachment list. These people think that they're playing it safe in this game of politics, but they have an eternal answer to give.
Yep.
And I don't want them to suffer the repercussions. You know, if you're in a position, remember Esther, and God said to Esther, or through her uncle, don't think that because you think you're protected, you will be protected by your position, because they won't. I think these people are afraid. They know that the people they're serving are evil, and they want, they don't want people to be able to fight against them.
That's right.
Because they don't want to be punished for what they've gone along with. Maybe they didn't do it specifically, but all of them are guilty for shutting down our nation during COVID, and we found out that was the Department of Defense. And if they're not rallying right now and saying, hey, this was done, this was treasonous move by Department of Defense, you know, they can do it in the state. They don't have to wait on the central government, because that probably will never happen.
Yep.
But as a state representative, they can say, hey, we're done with this. You tried to kill our population. But we see no resolve on these people. But play games, a joke in our legislature?
Yeah.
insulting.
It's just, to say the least. Again, it shows you the time that they have. Let me say something that Thomas Edison said. He said, the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people. The lies in the will of the people lies in the will of the people to defend it. And then if you look at Patrick Henry, who was a son of liberty, he said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. And wherever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. And that's what the American people, they're forfeiting their God-given rights because they're no longer willing to fight for them. And that's why you're seeing, by the way, Stacy, these younger kids stand up, because they have to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. So that they might have a future and a hope. And the older generation has dumped this all on their kids. And you can see the truth of that by how many kids are in public schools today. They still haven't learned the lesson. They're still dropping their kids off to be raised up by their sworn enemy. I want to say one more thing too, Stacy, and then I'll give you the last word. You were talking about the DOD, the Defense Department. And we have the 10th Amendment for the very purpose of what we're seeing here. To basically cut off the Fed. See, the problem is they've now held every person captive through their taxes and their incomes, which is completely unconstitutional, through the IRS, which was created in 1913. So now what they're doing is they're usurping the states by saying, we got the purse strings here. You're not going to cut us off with the 10th Amendment. We're going to cut you off if you don't bow to us. That was the first point. The second point, you were talking about Tim Walz. There's no doubt in anybody's mind that has pulled the curtain back on Tim Walz. He is an extorted pedophile, and you're not going to get away from it. He is an extorted pedophile. He's doing what he's told to do, and he's going headlong into hell, because if he doesn't do it, well, then he's going to be ousted. And you know as well as I do, that's who's protecting them. And the likes of a Tim Walz, because they're just as guilty of the crimes that they're holding over the top of his head. So I'll give you the last word.
Thank you. The thing we have to be aware of is we're up against more than we know. AI has been a tool for them to control us, to keep us asleep. And I was watching an episode about the Nephilim on YouTube of my lunch break, and I switched to Rumble, and suddenly it knew where it was. So for us to be naive to think that Rumble is any different than Google, they're captured entities.
Right.
And they know what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Stacy, I'll have conversations in my house. I'll have conversations in a restaurant. I'll have conversations in the vehicle going from point A to point B. And before you know it, I start getting ads from those talking points that I was just sharing with others on my email and on my messenger. There's no doubt about it. But again, what we need not do here, Stacy, and I'm going to go ahead and answer off air if you don't mind, because I got about a minute left. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you, kiddo. Is we don't want to sit around and highlight and anticipate what we're going to allow a small percentage of people to do to us. That's not the right way. The church is to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. We shouldn't sit around talking about just what they're going to do to us next. No. What are you going to do to put a stop to it by bringing justice upon their heads, by being the law that Thomas Edison told us that we were to be under God? Come on, people. We're not going to sit there and just allow them to do the things that they're going to do. No, that's why resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Isn't that what our forefathers taught us? Isn't that what the Word of God teaches us over and over and over again? Isn't that what the cross taught us? Absolutely, the cross of Christ. And on the other side of that, that's what the enemy doesn't want. That's why he wants to keep you away from the cross. That's the power of God unto salvation. Hey, Friday the 21st, Jack's Ball, 6 p.m. Talk to you.